Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Anti-Semitism is on the rise, and it's very dangerous for the Jewish people. That's the headline. David James comes to this broadcast table with an explanation of the headline in just a moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The rise of anti-Semitism that is being reported around the world. I wanted us to have a conversation and discuss this topic. We can start with the term anti-Semitism itself.
Well, it goes back to actually one of the sons of Noah who was named Shem. And after the flood of Noah's day, the descendants of Shem initially populated the region of the Middle East. Ham's descendants generally went to the east and to the south into northern Africa. And then Japheth's descendants generally went to the north. So the descendants of Shem came to be known as the Semitic peoples, which is a term that was coined in the late 1700s. And of course, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were descendants of Shem. Now, the term anti-Semitism came out of a series of social and political developments in Germany in the late 1800s and was connected with negative attitudes toward the Jews and the resulting tension between ethnic Germans and ethnic Jews. And as we all know, this reached a horrible climax under Hitler in the Third Reich. So today, anti-Semitism refers to any discriminatory or negative or even hostile attitudes and actions directed against the Jewish people and, of course, the nation of Israel as a whole.
Do you believe that this spread of anti-Semitism may come from a lack of teaching Bible prophecy in the local church?
It may not be the overt anti-Semitism, but it's certainly anti-Israel because they don't believe Israel has a future in God's program. And this comes out of how you handle the Bible, how you interpret it correctly from Genesis to Revelation, including the prophetic passages. And if you hold to that, you will understand and have a proper perspective on Israel, their future in God's program, and how we and what our stance should be, even as individual Christians, toward the Jewish people in general and even our Jewish neighbors.
David James with the details on the history of anti-Semitism and its rise of this anti-biblical philosophy, even in the church today. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Anti-Semitism, hatred for God's chosen people, the Jewish people, is on the increase among non-Jews and even among Christians today as well. God's word says he has a plan for his chosen people. That plan is laid out in his covenants for the Jews, and that would be Genesis 15, Deuteronomy 30, 2 Samuel 7, and Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 31. If God fails to keep these promises to the Jewish people, he is a liar and he cannot be trusted. However, God is not a liar and he will keep his promises to his people. You and I must not neglect the study of the Bible and Bible prophecy. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...